Okay. Okay. So very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is an informal session, because today is 19th of December, 2019, Thursday. We are at Sister Padmasri and Brother Teo's house. The date happened to coincide with my wife's birthday. So that's why it's an event, for us to celebrate her birthday. But at the same time, I was told many of our Kainamita also are born in the month of December. Then Christy, Adeline and Garrett's daughter, same day as my wife. So we have two birthday girls, exact day. The rest are Pang also December, Joyce will be coming also December, then Song also December, Mi Fong also December. We have quite a lot of December Kainamita. Then PG also, but PG is in Penang. So many of them are actually December Kainamita. So we will offer the food from here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So on behalf of all the December birthday Kainamita and my wife and Christy, I'd like to thank all Kainamita for helping to arrange this wonderful and beautiful gathering of Kainamita. Although it's an informal session, but I think you will like the food. Yeah, the food are usually very nice. So tonight, the bulk of it, I think, is Padmasri arranged on. Sadhu. Then also for those who have prepared whatever, we would like to thank all Kainamita for doing such a good and fine job. Sadhu. So let us have our meal. How long you need? I think before 9 we should have our meal. So if you can finish early, then we start early. Okay, now you can go for your meal. No need to wait for people. Just go ahead because quite a number of you.
Thank you. 哇，有这白气了呢。 Hello, good food.
这壶好凉，来我好咯。路啊，我好了，慢慢。啊，蜜蜂的话先嘛。Oh, the fish is from Kelantan. Okay. The curry fish. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Nasi dagang is fish. Very nice, oh.
Oh.
Oh. Look, okay, huh? 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 Look, okra. No, extra. Okra, okra.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
I put it in front of the name.
忘不了，现在忘不了，就是那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那 Yeah. มีไหมอ่ะที่โอนมั้งแต่ที่ทำเรื่องมั้งแต่ก็หาได้เจอ Oh, okay.
But the mic
Thank you. Oh, They got
antibody, they fight the virus, everything. That's why a lot of organisms, they also kill a lot. But this one, there is no antibody, the body is a natural system. So the food chain is also a natural system. So if there are people who are willing to gather all this, as the Buddha said, as a monk, you can't even, he doesn't agree to ask a monk to go to church. Then you go for Buddha. So whatever people offer, allowable, you can receive it. Allowable means what? You don't talk to children. You don't hear the children. Your tradition is in the hatha. You go to receive whatever food that is given as well. But if you are in doubt, because you are mindful, you should ask for God. These are specific things for you. Do you purposely go and buy, kill, meditate, and offer? You can do it with me. So in that sense, the Buddha made a rule.
Yeah.
I think why not you announce it then? Those who really should be together first. Those who just came can continue with their food, then join us later. So in 5 minutes time we start. So a lot of these things need understanding. So what happened was, I was on that CEO mind. I just don't feel like it is what I know. Then, after your CEO mind, I realize that right. My body is not suitable for this type of vegetarian. I realize I am different. Then my body like this something. Then say when I was suddenly there's a message. It's a lot of how. Your body DNA, you must keep all those things on. Then I vow to take all those beings that sacrifice. So my body DNA is meant for that one. That's why after that I understand, I think I will go back and eat. Then there are certain occasions I remember. When I was in the subconscious, all of a sudden I feel funny. How come the nature tells me that there is a curry teacher? Because this fish cannot be bothered. For me, I'm very curious. So I told myself, then also inside tell me, not only this, you have opportunity to get this one, certain life, as a DNA, you have opportunity to get this one. You should avoid one, that's why the nature will become one. Then also, it's not a surprise about the nature, you have problems. So you find out, you have a target, that's a problem. You have a problem. So when you exist as a living being, you will not be feeling echo out of form. The condition is that things will be like that, you have the echo out of form. So you select sincerity, genuine condition for it to be I don't know.
Where is Brother Duke? Oh, it's still on, huh? Oh, okay. So for those who just arrived, you don't worry, huh? You continue your dinner. It's only for those who had already had their dinner, you can gather here. Then we can start our Dharma sharing session early. The rest, when you finish your meal, then you can join us. Okay. So Joyce, we start. Joyce, we start. So. The one Sui An say one, don't quote me. I say Joyce, we start. But he changed to Joyce, you start. So that word is between we and you. I say, oh, that one also subject to interpretation. Okay, tonight what do you all want me to speak on? We are informal. No need to stand on ceremony. Ask whatever you want to ask. That is the best. Like the Tuesday class, you go and listen to the sharing. Very good. Because the informal sharing. Where is Eng Bi? Call her. She said she is not here to eat dinner. She's here to listen to the Dhamma. So we must have her. Oh, still outside. Oh, still eating. Oh, then it's okay. Cannot be. He told me he doesn't need dinner. Can somebody call? Tell her. Tell her we are starting. Eng Bi, come. Because I remember you told me you come here for Dhamma. So before we start, I check whether you are around or not. They say you are outside. Don't worry. So like what I mentioned just now, it's an informal session. You don't have to stand on ceremony. You just ask whatever question you want to ask. Then like last Tuesday, sharing was very good. It's informal. That's why we share a lot of things. So my wife said last Tuesday, she already given her speech. So she no need to give her speech anymore. Speak in Mandarin. That night speak in English. So now speak in Mandarin. Come. Right? This is by popular demand.
I think I got popular demand. 感恩。
Yeah.
再感恩。
Yeah.
感恩。
亲爱的佛友啊。
哇。啊 ，On behalf， 亲爱的佛友们、同修们。
Yeah.
这个是很难得的机会，因缘能够聚在一起，开开心心的。但是不要忘记哦，我们有功课要做的，每个人有功课。所以我们虽然是在欢乐中，还是要有觉照，要有节照。我们来这是娑婆世界，只我们的功课就是修福和修慧。怎么讲呢？其实很容易修行，只是我们被我们的习气啊、烦恼、所执障这些各种各样的烦恼绑着我们呢。特别是习气，如果没有节操，根本都给他牵着走，一直被他牵着走。那么怎么样才有绝招呢？其实是在我们的日常生活中修行的，一层一层的修，从最初的一直到细，越细就越更要定力和觉照。而且又不可以一直定哦，静又不可以哦，又要有动，动又静哦，动静又要在一起哦，真的是不容易，对于我们凡夫真的是不容易，真的要下心决心。然后你会发觉到没有东西啊，本来就是没有东西的嘛，是我们去抓去执着。当你发现了之后，你明白了你是谁，你到底是什么东西啊，你觉得很奇妙，很奥妙。你还是要行，除非是我们已经是三妈三不大，不然还是很多一直要修行。说容易也很容易，只是我们制作，只要你看得破放得下就到了。但是呢，就是因为我们一时一时的，一下子看得破，一下子又看不破，又执着，就是我们的觉照还不够稳固。但是我们要起步啊，在我们的日常生活中是最好的，最好修行。然后你境界一来的时候，看有没有被抓去啊。开始的时候会啦，粗的不会啦，细的又来咯，又来考验你咯。
The word 觉照 she uses is study, mindfulness. 觉照 is a new word they came across, so she's using it. 觉照 Don't go and listen until 戒招。That one is totally different.、Huh? That one is 无色小说。觉照、sati mindfulness. You must develop sati mindfulness.
行就对了。
Yeah.
这一句最好用的。
Mm-hmm.
一切有为法、
yeah.
如梦幻泡影如露亦如电应作如是观这个会提醒你、
mm-hmm.
过去心不可得现在心不可得未来心也不可得其实就是这样子罢了来来去去来来去没有啊来又去来又去有生命但是又有不生不灭两个怎么样讲空中妙有去了解它不是了解而是 realize it、realize it 不能够是了解 realize it体验你看到觉照到你一觉到你是什么哦原来是这样的、啊、都没有什么啊都没有什么为什么我们去抓它原来我们只是 part of nature 真的我们是 nature 来的只是我们 evolve 给我们的习气抓去了执着抓走了牵着我们走我忘记了我们的本来面目 and nature 因为你被外面的境界吸引去了咯但是你的那境界是梦幻来的嗯怎么样讲好像那水你真的了解的有一句话我很喜欢但是我没有特意去接它但是我明白它意思空手 去除地空手除地还有呢就是你骑着牛啊人走牛不走你过桥啊桥不走水流桥不走你会感觉到那种的境界啊我不会讲但是我了解它里面的意思但是还不是说很彻透的下去很有意思总而言之行就对了然后什么这些世间法不要计较它没有你没有我能够做的就做不要计较不要起分别心吃亏也无所谓人骂人讲笑笑呵呵好了没事没有的最重要是我们要觉照看到人家就看到自己明白因为这个是怎么样讲凡夫的 characteristic 你要了解你就不会被抓其实我们就是凡夫为什么凡夫啊我们的习气我们的制作烦恼所制障烦恼障我们的因果很重要一切一切都是因缘和合缘起缘灭没有了完了过了好了，我
就
到这里为止了。
呀、okay. yeah, ，杀掉，杀掉，杀掉。呀，缘起缘灭了，没有了 ，finish 了，杀掉。Let's
我要感恩，感恩，
yeah,
真的感恩。没有你们也我，也没有我，其实大家都是一样的。Yeah. 大家一样同修啊。
OK，
在同样的一条路上，同样的一条路上走，走完为止，圆满了，福慧圆满了，
萨德萨德萨德萨德。OK， thank you so much. So for the first time, she dared to say so much. Sadhu. But not bad, huh? Oh, now she has song to share. Yeah, December baby. All of you can have a few minutes of sharing.
时间过得很快啊，一年又过去了。我最近一直在回想，我这几个月来的一些cultivation spiritual， 我想跟你做一个 report 啊，在这边。
可以 ，Yeah。
刚开始前几个月，我每次在SS to line down 的时候。都很 clear 的能够听到旁边那个 timer 的那个
the ticking of the clock、
那个 timer 在走的时候
there are two alarm clock and one clock、
对
very loud、
所以even 在听你讲 Dharma talk 的时候
yeah,
那个声音也是很 clear
still there、means 你的正念 or your mindfulness、they say what 绝招不是绝招绝招Better use the D
了。Even 回到了 office， 我
stabilize already。
Even 回到了 office， 我一进到了 pantry， 哎，也是 tick tock tick tock 的那个 timer。
It become very clear to you。
然后过后我就开始我现在因为我的早上我的 office 前面有一个 garden， 我喜欢早上最近我站在我的 office 前面这样子 relax 的看住那个 garden。The more 我 relax， 我发现到我的 heart 就是一直在很 stir 的，一直在那边的 vibrating。我每天只是用 about 5 to 10 minutes 的，就一直在 relax into it。
Dr. Jayanta is here, Aparmasri. Yeah, the mom. Come, welcome, Dr. Jayanta. Hi, hi. So you all can have your dinner. Don't worry. We start first. Okay, continue.
So 就一直的很 relaxed 的站在那个 garden 的前面这样子的，让那个 heart 的那个 vibration 一直的去 vibrating。然后过后我也发现到，哎，有一段的时间 about 有几个礼拜，我的the whole day 我的这个 heart 的这个 area 是很，就是很静，连我自己都觉得我的 activity 也很少了，就我整个人就很像 low profile 了。
Yeah, it become very subtle.
就很。
Your understanding transform your behavior.
然后我一直觉得我不一样，但是我又不知道哪一边不一样。但是过了about 一个多月过后，我开始发现到我在回答customer 的call 还是我在写 message 的时候，我都是很正面的去 reply。 但有一天我发现到，哎，这不就是八正道里面的 right talk right speech and right actions， and then 我也能够很轻易的每一天能够看到我的 sankara 的 arise。 就是以前刚开始会觉得它是一个很吵的那个 background 的声音，把现在就是可以 be with it 了，就是让这个sankara 的 arise。有一天我看到了一篇文章，他讲我们不能够我们不是要去 entangle 去关照那个 sankara 的 contents， 我们要去关照那个 sankara 的 arise 跟灭去，升起跟灭去。所以过就有一天我在驾车去 office 的时候，突然间这个 sankara 就 arise， 这个就很多的这个mundane 的这个 thought arise。 我就是只是 aware 到了以后，我就是 be with it 的 about 10 minutes 过后，我可以看到那个 sankara 的 cease 下去。 所以我就明白了哦，我们只要不要去起反应，就是只是在 aware 的话，就是 be with it 的话，那么这一切你就能够很容易的去看到。然后过后我就一直发现到很多的整个人会开始的不一样。但是我一直在我最近一直在 recall， 其实我也没有做什么，我其实我也没有做什么，但是这整个的这个progress 让我能够感受到了真正的就是 meditations 的那个 meaning。 meditation 就是要 heedfulness 然后 plus 在 daily 里面去 cultivate 这个 eightfold noble path， noble path 这个八正道。然后说因为有了这个 heedfulness 了以后，所以能够更容易的去 aware 到我每一天的起心动念。现在我很容易的能够看到我的那个sankhara 的 arise， 它很多的这个 habitual tendency， 很多的旧的那种 reactions， 但是因为有这个 mindfulness， 你不会被跟着它，你不会给它拉着走。你会 aware， 但是 the moment 你的 replies， 你在讲话的时候，你会很自动的，就是很正面的，就是很跟着这个八正道的那种方的那个他的那个 path 这样子，它是很 auto 的，不是你故意要去做的的那种的那种像一种 method 这样，它不是，它是自动的。然后我也发现到开始以前很多我朋友一直叫我，你没有share 你的 merits， 你没有做 meta。 我说我不太喜欢做这个东西。但是我现在发现到 the moment 我一看到一个人，我会很 auto 的那个很多的那个 gratitude，
you were released from your heart，
它是 auto 的就这样子的出来。很像拜二那天我放我驾车回家，下雨，我前面一个人坐着 motorbike，在那个raining 这样子一直叫，我就直接的送他，就是一个一个 best wish 这样子给他。我讲就是希望他能够安安全全的驾回家。我讲这个以前我是不会的，但现在是他是 auto 的，是只要他是自己的这样子现出来。那么也让我看到了，就是看到了这一条道路，你一定要有这个 understanding 跟那个这个 mindfulness。 你的这个 understanding 它就很像这个 yoniso manasikara， 它会让你去应对这个 daily 里面的所有一切的发生。你会跟着因为你有 mindfulness， 你不会 lost in the sankhara， but because of 你的 understanding yoniso manasikara， 你会很自然的跟着这个八正道在走。我也有一天我也看到，当我的那个 sankhara evil thought it arise 的时候，我一看到它 exist 的时候，我讲这不是四正群哦 ，four right effort。 那所以我最近我看到了很多过去以来我一直所学的 dharma， 就在我这两三个月里面一直看到。以前我每次问我自己怎样的去 cultivate 这一些东西but it not that one is in the thought to cultivate这个 eightfold noble path but 这两个月里面你不是在 thought 里面，它是很自然的就 arise 在你的这个
the understanding from inside，
对，你的这个 yoniso manasikara plus 你的这个 awareness mindfulness 让你能够在 daily 里面去 cultivate。所以就像 Bradio 你讲的这个才是真正的 cultivation 的开始。
Because the wisdom that come out and prompt you is from the stability of the yoniso manasikara. That's why he say the moment the mind is aware, mindful of whatever evil root or whatever wrong thought that is about to arise, the wisdom born of yoniso manasikara straight away arise and prompt him, and he understand. From that understanding, it ceases straight away. That is what the second right effort is all about, to prevent the negative tendency from arising. The right effort to prevent the arising of wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, all this become possible. Yeah. That one is very good. Huh? Then later I will explain the other part, huh? About the what he went through, the transformation. Because last Sunday, actually, Alicia's reporting was very, very good. Luckily, I think Man Yuan, the short note, just came out recently. Then I edited it. Then on the reporting by Alicia, she didn't capture much. So I need to go back and listen to the audio file to recall what she said. And then now I have put them into edited form. I just send it out to my Kayamita. You can on it after song finish. I will share that part, which is relevant to song also. He will understand. It's just like Alicia when he report to me. She didn't really understand. That's why she requests my explanation. Then after I explain, she said, actually, this thing happened before. But at that time, she cannot have the understanding because she knows something has happened. But she cannot put it in words like what I was able to explain to her. So that one need more time, more stability. That one sometimes made a few years before she can actually put them into words. But at that time when it happened, she will understand. That's why I went through the audio file. Then I actually copy out the conversation, yeah, the conversation and my reply. So they were all very beautiful. Then after I will read to you, then you understand. Yeah, song. Hi, you want? Ah, 没有了. Okay, sadhu. Then we go to that one. Okay, those who have the handphone, you go to my Kayamita. Then you... Huh? Don't have signal. Got Wi-Fi. Yeah. You ask Brother Teo. His one is high-speed Wi-Fi. Oh, never mind, I read to you all better. Otherwise, everybody log in, mine also cannot move. Okay, I read to you all. I straight away go to item 15. The rest, you all go back and read. Sister Alicia shared her meditation experience by reporting as follows. She feels very relaxed and like want to sleep. While listening to Brother Teo's Dhamma talk recently, so that was the reporting. Then she asked. Then I explained. Brother Teo relates, when she said she was very relaxed, that's a good sign. And if it makes her wants to sleep, just sleep. And don't try to know. It's exactly like I used to tell Song long time ago. But after you listen to this, you don't go and act the same. Because when you are not ready, you go to sleep, I tell you. Because these are for people who has developed the understanding and the nature connected. Then the vibration can go in. Then they can do that. She was very relaxed. That's good. And if she wants to sleep, just sleep and don't try to know. Sister Alicia also felt a lot of vibration and movement and activity at her heart area, just like Song, when he was reflecting. Then this vibration slowly will slow down and become very quiet. Then I explained, I said, Brother said yes, this vibration will slow down and become very quiet and still. Sister Alicia went on to share that when she came out from the meditation, she starts to slowly learn how to perceive again. Bertil said that is very good, and I explained. When Sister Alicia came out from her meditation, her form and mind became alive again, where she started to learn how to use her awareness to trigger off the thought process again. As if you start to learn how to be aware again. First, it's just aware. Then how the aggregates of mind arise and come out. How you start to perceive things. And all this will be very clear to her. Then how she functions as a human being. And how it operates her senses. Then how she becomes animated into a human being again. How she interacts with the world. How she knows the world. And how this form and mind become alive again. She can see all this. And that is what meditation is all about. Very good. And Mahasadhu. According to Alicia, she experienced all this before. But at that time, she does not understand what was all this. Until Brother Teo explained today. She can see how her mind become completely quiet and still. That's why the real meditation is just silent, relaxed, aware, and see how the Sankhara slow down and become very quiet, very still. How it returns to her true nature, the true mind, and how she come out of it. There are moments when it goes into cessation, where the pure awareness also no more. That's why completely like you want to sleep. That nature will make you want to sleep. Just don't want to know anything. I read again. Brother Teo explained. She can see how her mind become completely quiet and still. How it returned to her true nature, the true mind. And how she come out of it. There are moments when it goes into cessation, where the pure awareness also no more. Sometimes it's just a glimpse, and sometimes it lasts longer. It all depends. After that, she will understand how her mind is stirred, how she perceives and understands things, how defilements come in and distract her, and how she moves from her awareness nature to arise the mundane mind again. All this will become very clear to those who have cultivated it correctly. All these are possible because she is fully aware. She will also understand why the five aggregates of form and mind is not real. It's not her, impermanent, lead to suffering, empty and non-self, and that they are dependent originating, condition arising phenomena, causal phenomena, hence an illusion with no reality. This was also what my wife was trying to explain to you all. No reality. Empty of any meaning and essence. Not a permanent, unchanging entity. Whereas the Buddha nature is different. It is the unconditioned. And is eternally there. It is an eternal nature which was never born. Therefore it never dies. It will not experience old age, sickness and death like the physical body. When one meditates with a silent mind, one will understand all this. Sadhu. Then I say, very good. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So song for your case also, you let those vibrations slow down until you reach still. Then lie down. Don't try to know. Just let things be. Then any time, the cessation will come. Then when it comes, initially it can be for a moment, a glimpse. Then later it will last longer. Then, especially like the one that Alicia went in, because it lasted quite a while. That's why when she came out, she couldn't find a word to describe what happened. But I knew what happened. That's why I explained to her. She said like, she tried to like become aware again. Is it very difficult for you to become aware or conscious again? You wake up from your sleep straight away, you become a conscious being. But when you went into that state, when you come out of it from that cessation, everything start all over again, like a newborn child. Then everything you need to learn. But very fast you will understand, because that time everything like slow down.
like slow motion. Then later on, you can develop the ability to understand how you become a human being again, how you animate into a human being and become alive again. Initially, it's from that nature come out. The first encounter is the pure awareness, just aware. Yeah. Then after that, your senses start to operate. That's like the sense data, how it comes in. You can see very clearly. When you are in that state, you are fully aware. That's why without mindfulness, without that stability, you cannot see all this. You cannot understand all this. Well, your thought process overrule, override, very fast disappears. But when you go through this type of transformation, the whole thing is different. When you come out of it, it's like you learn to be initially aware. Then how the sense data come in and operate your senses, how it trigger off the sankhara activity, the aggregates of mind. It's like slow motion. Then how you start to use the mundane mind again. Then how you start to perceive things and all these things. That's why the real meditation is never written in any book. Nobody can tell you except those who have gone through. And this is what meditation is all about. Not all the theory that people tell you or the book write. So when you go through the right understanding and you develop it correctly, all this can happen. And it's not by chance. All this takes a period of time. Even for Alicia, she has done it for quite a while. Because the next part, you will understand why she can do it. Because in the past, she got a great affinity with Mahayana chanting. Yeah. Especially one of the great beings. Very strong affinity. When the chanting came, she didn't even know that that was the great beings chanting. Until later on, she heard it, then she found out. Yeah. And that was quite a while ago too. Yeah. So now I will read to you the next one. Okay, number 16. Sister Alicia also shared that there is a great being chanting, she called it the Four Hound, that emerged from inside her heart area while she was working in front of the computer. How many of you have been working in front of a computer? Almost all of you are there. But did any of these things happen? She asked, how can she make use of that Four Hound to cultivate? Beratio explained, Sister Alicia must have developed her ability from her past cultivation. Beratio advised Sister Alicia to just remain aware and be with the chanting until the awareness and the chanting move as one, for her to realize that there is no one chanting. The chanting can also build up her spiritual faculties. This is how the Mahayana practitioner trained their mind. Normal non-enlightened living beings will have the five mental hindrance, which can condition habitual tendency or habitual thinking, habitual heedless thinking as a way of life. This is how beings become heedless. If they cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculty and awaken, then no matter what happens, they will not be affected or distracted by the external phenomenal world. They are ever mindful, heedful, with clarity and wisdom. Then after that, Sister Ng B also asked another question. I think this one Ng B will remember. Sister Ng B shared her experience where her particular friend called her after she had the thought of hearing from her. However, when Sister Ng B received the call from her friend, her awareness was like frozen, freeze. But she was not excited. She continued with her daily activity and only returned call when she was free. Sister Ng B also experienced an awareness of not knowing where she was within that moment, or the instant of awareness. But you explained that Sister Ingby was experiencing a moment of pure awareness without the egoic mind or the thought, thus realizing the no mark of a being within at that time. So that is a very good experience. Well, after that, she will understand clearly the meaning of there is no one inside there cultivating. No being at all. No mark. That's why just now my wife say, everything just sun mie, no reality. That's why the Heart Sutta say the five aggregate of form and mind are empty, wu yun jie kong. He no you, he no me. That's why I don't take life so seriously. We already explained, life can be translated into existence. True or not? To live life, you have to exist through time, isn't it? So existence is time-related, past, present, and future. All of us know the past is already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come, also no more reality. Then the present moment is the only reality and highest in life. But how stable is the present moment? Split second, gone. Split second, gone. The moment you aware or talk about it is gone. Then how real is life? Do you understand? That is the only reality and the highest in life. And yet, within the moment, split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. Everything is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, sun mie. When you see this clearly, then you realize, he know you, he know me. There is no permanent, unchanging entity within that you can grasp onto, hold onto, and cling onto and say, this is me, this is I. Impossible. Then the Diamond Sutta, which my wife quote to you, the stanza also very important. Yi qie yu wei fa, zu meng huan pao yin, zu lu yi lu dian, yin zuo ru si guan. So these are for enlightened beings who has awakened. They will understand this clearly, thoroughly, deeply. Yi qie yu wei fa means everything within the conditioned world are conditioned dhamma. Yu wei fa. Conditioned dhamma. And conditioned dhamma has the universal characteristics of impermanent, leading to suffering, empty, non-self. That's why it's dreamlike, an illusion, like a shadow, like a bubble. Then the analogy is like a morning dew and a lightning flash. How stable is the morning dew? When the sun rises, no more. The dew is gone. It exists for a while, for certain phenomena. But lightning flash, most of phenomena are like that. Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. Then you give meaning. You cling, you grasp, you hold. That's how you suffer. You want things your way, which is not nature's way. That's why Zu Lu, Lu is dew, Yi Lu Tian, like a lightning flash, gone. Ying Zuo Lu Si Guan, you have to contemplate it thus. When you contemplate it until very stable, until very clear, until during the meditation you can see it through the direct seeing, through the silent mind, you will awaken. Then you will not grasp, you will not cling, you will not hold. Your understanding becomes very different. Then everything becomes so beautiful. Then your heart will transform like what song will do. There is kindness, there is goodness, there is joy. Even when he drives that night, Tuesday night, going home, there's a motorbike or a bicycle by the side. The kind thought just come out. Spontaneously. He said last time he cannot do such thing. But then, with the understanding, the mind behaves differently. That's why you will have this goodness, kindness. That's why finally, whatever you do in the name of meditation, If it doesn't bring you back to the Noble Eightfold Path, to have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path factor, which are mainly right view leading to virtue, that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. That's why ultimately you will have virtue. Wisdom lead to true virtue. Without wisdom, that virtue is knowledge. Do you understand? Not the real one. I try to be compassionate. I try to be good. That is the thought telling you. Try to do good. Try to have love. Then learn to let go. All these are from the thought, delusion, knowledge. The real one is the opposite. The moment you understand, you cannot hold. You don't have to practice anything. Like the Yoniso Manasakar, like song come to know. The real cultivation is the moment you understand, you confront a situation, this one spontaneously prompts you. 一切与为法, 如梦幻泡, then that thing just sits. It has got no power over you. Or you can go by the Theravada tradition. Sabbe Sankara Anicang, or Sankara Anicang, Sankara Dukkang, Dhamma Anatta. Straight away that thing sits. It cannot arise anymore. It has got no power over you. Later on, no need to recite also. Straight away that nature understand. Cannot happen already. Cannot move already. So these are the phases of cultivation that the true cultivator go through. And it has got nothing to do with the thought. Nothing to do with knowledge. That's why it's so beautiful. Okay? So let us rejoice with what they have shared. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why I say it's possible. Especially this sasana is very easy. But you need to really, really commit yourself. The faith must be very strong. Sada. Then the virya must be very strong. Then sincere. You go all out. Do it. Like a full-time job. You know what is a full-time job? Full-time job doesn't mean you don't work. No. You still work. But full-time cultivating mindfulness, heedfulness, leading to stability of understanding. That's why the real meditation is to train the mind to be aware, silent, stabilize it, realize the true mind. Let the mind enter sati. Unless you can do that, your daily mindfulness can never come. That's why in the formal meditation, you relax, silent, aware, let the mind stabilize. You look at a whiteboard. Many months ago, I wrote that one. This was the first quote, I think, last time Miss Lee gave me during the gathering of Kayamita 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I forgot. You read together. Okay, read loud. Silent, relax, aware, and let it return to its original state. Then you will realize your true mind and self nature. The moment you hit this, real meditation start. Do you understand? Before this, all thought based. Nothing to do with sati and awareness. That's why the recent video Jin Hao sent out, what was the title? How many of you haven't watched it? Everybody watch it already. What is the title? Haven't watched it. Then I don't blame you. Those who have watched it, what is the title? Nothing to do with daily mindfulness. The real meditation. Awareness-based meditation. Do you know, after that talk was sent out, there was one guy, I don't know who, his name is Stephen Kwok. He actually re-forward to his Dhamma friend, must be. And he was full of joy. Then there was one talk, I think HJBA talk, he also commented. But his spelling different, no? His sadhu spelling different. He said, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then he put there, next line, patti, patti. he separate the two words. Pati, pati. Then, puja. The last word, you guess what is the word? Huh? I better write on the whiteboard. At first, I also don't understand him because his spelling was different. Then later on, I read again, I realize what he meant. His sadhu, the spelling very funny one. No? I don't know what type of spelling. Huh? So anyway, I just write our usual one. Sadhu. 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 Then after that, he write, Pati. Pati. Then, puja. This word start with R. What is it? No. Reveal. He has not heard that before. No. First time reveal to him what pati pati is. No, the three type of cultivation, the three turning of the four noble truth. First is pariyati, the learning of the teaching. Then how to put it into practice through the three turning. Then I also explain about the meaning of puja, devotional practice as taught by the Buddha. When you do that, the 10 meritorious action, all you get to do them. That's why he was full of joy. He said, these two, he has never understood, clearly revealed to him. So people who have the affinity and understanding, when they listen, they really have the joy. Then Jin Hao texts me and notifies me. He said, Brother Teo, there is this guy. Oh, he responded to your talk. Huh? I said, you just sent out, he responded. Yeah, he said. So I went in and have a look. That's why people who understand, they respond. So a lot of Dhamma, the real cultivator of the way from their past, when they listen to truth, they will know. They will understand it's beautiful. But I have to caution you all again, like that Thursday class. You don't use your old mind, the old thinking, and try to learn to understand the new thinking. You are wasting your time if you do that. Because that is your conditioning. It has not worked for so long. Why not you just temporarily forget about it? Then listen attentively. Remember that day I wrote there? Listen. Then what happened? Listen attentively to develop what? Clear understanding first. Then, after you have develop the clear understanding, you must cultivate first, isn't it? That's what I do. Don't try to know. Then, realize. Ayo, you never read the whiteboard on. Huh? Yeah, you on it and see? Ayo. That's why if got video, got the thing on the whiteboard, also never really listen, see or view with understanding, your learning is very slow. Do you understand? People who learn pick up the thing very fast. That's why my nature, when I came, when I listened to truth, I straight away understand. Why? Because it's from the past. You have developed it. But if you have not developed it, then you have to break it up into the four stages. That's why when you found somebody who understands, listen attentively. Views, opinion, conditioning, forget about it. Otherwise, you will not be listening. Do you know what you are doing if you don't put those things aside? Your mind inside there will chatter, react. Because you recall through memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning. Because your way is like that. You have been taught like that. So you think along that line. Then you are not listening. Then you cannot understand what is being shared. What is being shared is very simple. Listen attentively. You remember at Nancy's house, the essential Dhamma of the Buddha? What is the art of listening? Listen without interference from your memory, your views, opinion, and condition, without verbalization, without chattering. Just listen attentively without thought. Listen. Then whether it's the truth or not the truth, you will understand. But you are listening. Otherwise, you are comparing, judging, discriminating. Understand? Like a commentator inside there, commenting. Then the thought come in. Then the commentator got a lot of things to say. I never heard this before. Monk also never talk like that. Where does this guy got all these things? Then you are not listening. Understand? Because you are holding on to that conditioning and try to develop the understanding from there. Cannot. Why don't you listen? Then you ask yourself, maybe this guy understands. Well, this is something I haven't done. I give it a try. What happens if he's right? What have I got to lose? Just spend some time listening. If I listen, then I try it, then I will develop the understanding. That's why I listen attentively to develop the understanding, then do. And if it's the truth, you will awaken, you will realize. But this way is the fastest way, the easiest to understand. No need to go through the long-winded thought-based meditation. Don't have to waste your time repeating all those things. If you do the same thing over and over again, year after year, can you progress? You can't, isn't it? Well, you are repeating, isn't it? You say you have meditated for 20 years, 30 years, but 1 times 20 repeated. Do you understand? Because you are doing the same thought-based meditation that is limited by the instrument of the thought itself. How can you awaken? That's why that sharing the video, the real meditation, bracket, awareness-based meditation, go and listen. That one also talk about the thought base. Then the awareness is observation. It's a Thursday class talk. Yeah. How you really, with a silent mind, observe. Then you understand. Like you want to understand the kid. You observe. You don't go and chatter. Verbalize, condemn, comment, and go and interfere. Then you are not listening. You are not observing. Then you cannot understand. So the real meditation is the same. Don't respond, don't react. Just silent, aware. Aware means develop the observation without the words, without the thought. Just silently aware of what is going on. That's how Alicia can see all those things. She's fully aware, without thought. Then all the movement, activity, without word, it just arise, pass away. Then when she come out of it, a lot of things just happen. She will understand all those things. So, cultivation, you must always remember, you have to develop sati. Without sati, you cannot cultivate. Without sati means you cannot realize your true mind, your silent mind. And this is just the beginning, you know, when you can silence your mind completely. That's why to silent, relax, and aware, if you understand, it's very easy. If you don't understand, I can tell you, it's a hell of a lot of difficult. What did I write above the word silent? Huh? Ah, and? No thought. Don't think and no thought. Can you do it? You try. This fellow inside there keep on verbalizing, chattering, and doing all the sankhara activity because you have not trained. You do not understand what is the true mind, what is the mundane mind. And without the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance take over. your habitual thinking, your heedless thinking, like just now I shared. Read the short notes. All these short notes, read slowly to understand. Don't just read and think you know. That is knowledge. The next moment I ask you to write down, you cannot write down. Means you haven't really understood. Sometimes with the word you read, it's like you understand. But the moment you close the book or don't look at the handphone, you try to write it down. You can't because you have not understood it. But if you have understood it, the word will come out. Well, that is what you have understood. That's why no need memory. Because when you understand, you can write it out. Sometimes using your own word, as long as you understand the meaning, is good enough. Okay? So this one is something for you to take home today. Yeah? Because today is informal. That's why informal, you can ask me anything. Then I can share things that are not normally shared. Yeah. So don't be shy. Just ask whatever you want to ask. So now the next one is who's turn? Huh? After song is who? Huh? Joyce, come. Popular demand. Eh? Lang Lui? Oh, that one you sure respond. Huh? So Clifford also smile. Clifford say, Yika Jiji, Lang Lui. Some say of Lin Chin already tackle. Oh. Yeah, push it all the way up. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's hear from Joyce. Yeah.
What do you want me to share, relative?
Anything that you like to share. Whatever that you feel like telling us. You tell us about your Anandagiri experience. Yeah. How she climbed up the scaffolding.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. How the enshrinement. We also can give you some guidance.
I think this time Anandagiri trip was quite awesome in a way, because it's actually quite a big group of 75 people.
Yeah, so far the biggest, huh?
So far the biggest, yeah.
Yeah, how many vans?
7 vans.
Wow, break record. Last time 4 vans already break record.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. My experience, I'm like a mother hen actually. Pretty loud and. I think. Perhaps I should just start off with climbing the 6 stories up to the
scaffolding.
Chedi.
Chedi, yeah.
Yeah, as you know, I think Brother Tio and quite a few old Kalamita know that I have height phobia.
Yeah.
So Ajahn Chalu has actually, on numerous occasions, has always asked me to, you know, you should try and come up and get over it, you know. And not think about it too much, and having this fear as an obstacle. I guess I really wanted to go up, and I have to garner quite a lot of courage to do it. And I think this is where Kalamita ship is very important. Your friends surrounding you, the people who are near you when you're in a situation where you need this kind of support. So Ajahn was way up there, and some of the Kalamitas have actually went up already before me, because I was actually quite busy doing some other stuff. And when it was my turn to go up, I hesitated for a while, and then I think it was Lee Hoon and Leslie and Lian pushing me from behind. He says, Joyce, you have done so many things and this will not deter you. I say, yeah, perhaps that should be it. But actually, my leg was actually wobbling a little bit when I went up.
Wow.
I was quite brave on the first, second, third.
Your description of the word wobbling, I like.
So I think...
Gyokchan.
And also at the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, my husband's not going to be very happy about this. Because he knows I have height phobia. I could actually get
Clifford.
Dizzy.
Were you very happy?
Well, I didn't tell him. I didn't tell him until I went up right up there. No, he was not. He has already gone home.
Behind Clifford's back,
More freedom.
Just like just now at the dinner table, Clifford told me, "Hai kam yong la."
I think everybody has their own sets of character, and you have to simulate the character as a husband and wife.
Yeah,
it's something quite tricky, but
also very unique.
Yeah, it's also a very unique relationship between husband and wife.
Yeah,
you set back each other and then you come back together and you set back each other and then you come back together.
Yeah, tit and tat.
Yeah, tick for a tack, tack for a tick, whichever way you want to do it or you want to see how you
then sometimes kau kau chan.
Yeah, sometimes too.
Sometimes you joke, isn't it? That's why kau kau chan.
Yeah, sometimes when I joke, he doesn't know I'm joking. Sometimes when he jokes, I don't know he's joking. You know, so that's when the conflict starts.
That's why it's very cute, very unique, because you cannot anticipate him, he cannot anticipate you. So this is what husband and wife are for, spouse. If you know each other so well, very difficult to have fun. Very difficult to coexist in a happy and merry manner. So the best is you don't expect one. Suddenly, the real character surface. Then you learn. Next time be careful. My husband is not predictable like last time. So likewise, Clifford say, Joyce also not predictable. But certain things are very predictable. Okay.
So coming back to the chatty. Of course, Ajahn was saying that, okay, Joyce, you've got to start off with your Buddha because that will kind of set your mind focus.
Actually,
I just did that, and I went up to the third story, up to the fourth, that is halfway through. And I really, you can see the rising of the fear. How it really come up from the bottom of your feet, or sometimes it actually spreads out from the center of your heart, and it gives you that kind of feeling. I cannot explain to you what kind of feeling it is. It is very weird and very sometimes to a point of very eerie. But when you actually can be. To know, I use the word know, and or aware that of this kind of feeling. You can see how it comes all the way up and then plateau off, and then if you don't react to it, it actually slowly taper down. And when it tapers down, that's when you can take one more step up the scaffolding. When it taper down a little bit more, you can go up one more step. And then you realize that the fear is just a fear. It is very much something that is been manifest in the sankhara, in your activity, in your brain. So it's not very much fear as in fear because you're going to fall or something like that. No. And I think this is a great experience for me because as I go up, I realize that, I was still quite wobbly in my leg. I have to admit that. But when I got right up to the top, the first thing that Ajahn Chah said to me was, Joyce, you look really pale. I said, yeah, John, I am really pale, I say, but I am glad I did it because it is an experience for me of my fear factor, how it comes up and how it goes, how it plateaus off, and then how I felt when I actually made it, and it kind of like just go off, drop off. It just dropped, complete drop off. When I say complete drop off, doesn't mean that it's not there, you know. It is still there, but it is very subtle. And you can feel the subtleness of it. The very refined, this kind of feeling that you have. And when I got up there, I told myself, the first thing I said was, Clifford is going to be really, really amazed that I can make it up there. And then I told myself that, well, why am I thinking about him when he's 1,000 miles away? You know, I should be focusing on what my experience is at that moment. So you have to stay with that moment and experience what it is all about. And from that particular experience, it brings about the reflection of my daily life. How it is like a turning of a wheel, and you can actually see the activities of your daily life, your daily thoughts, your unwholesomeness, your wholesomeness, everything in it. You know, it's like, why are we reacting to things that are so unreal? Because it is just there when you think about it, or when you expect it to be there, or when you don't expect it to be there. Why are you so worried about that? And it's the same thing with daily practice. Sometimes we are angry with somebody, you know, for something that is not there. But because from a single thought, it builds up to something that is. It's like watching television, huh? It's that self entertainment. I always tell myself this: that I always self entertain myself. But why am I so silly to self entertain myself half the time? You know, because it's very real in that sense, but it is actually not real in that sense. But then that is what cultivation is all about, isn't it? You cultivate to be more to have the right view of things. It's like me going up to the chedi up there, and you know, it's with the right intention, with the right view. So when you have the right intention and the right view, you actually, the Eightfold Path would actually just very automatically follows. You know, it may not be 100%, but it is at least you are in the Eightfold Path. And of course, you have to keep your five precepts. And when I went up there, when you see the views from up the chedi, it is really amazing. And that also, I realized that, you know, when you have a bigger picture of things, you see with a lot of clarity, you know. But sometimes also you don't see with clarity. So what is important, what is not important? It is that very moment that you know what you are doing, and what it can bring about. Your reflection, in your reflection, it gives you a sense of peace and joy, because then you are no longer reacting to a lot of things that you see. When you're right on top there, you see so many things. You know, so are you going to get involved in everything that you see? Or are you just going to see it with just the beauty in it and just let it go at that very moment, and then the minute you let go of something comes up again. Right? And it's like when you go on top of the chat, you see this, you know, it's like at this angle you see this, at that angle you see something like that, and then you go to the other angle, something else.
Okay, just can I add something so that you can learn later, next time? You see, as you ascend, forget about the fear first. Huh? The fear, I will talk about it later, provided I have the time. You see, as you ascend higher and higher, what actually happened? Your horizon, do you realize? Your horizon has gone up. That's how you can see more things, wider horizon, more clarity. That is exactly what wisdom is all about. When you are at the ground level, do you realize most living beings, are you off the mic first, just distortion. Push it down all the way. Yeah. Push it down all the way. Yeah. Okay, thanks. So when you are at the ground level, especially if, let's say, the car moving around you, you driving, you can only see at grade, true or not, where there is no horizon. So let's say there is a turn. There is another car coming from the turning, the blind spot. You cannot see. But somebody higher horizon, he can see danger. If both are hitless, just come out, it's like you're on collision course. You can see. When you're on higher horizon, like your consciousness higher, sometimes you can see things, you can feel things. You can have this very strong intuitive understanding that something is pending. It's because your consciousness is at a higher horizon. So it's not a matter of whether you want to see or you don't want to see, whether you see left, you see right or what. It's the horizon. When you experience the rising horizon, then you realize when you are not down there, you can see a wider scope. Then you can see the totality of everything that is happening. That is what consciousness is all about. As your consciousness transforms, become more and more refined, you are more sensitive. You are like on a higher horizon. You can understand many things. You can see many things that normal people cannot see, cannot perceive, cannot feel. So the similarity about ascending a platform or a scaffolding is the same. Well, I'm a civil engineer. I climbed 30 story, 40 story before. At least you all have proper scaffolding. The one I climbed, they call it the core wall for the lift. The scaffolding also not there yet. And they have this temporary shuttering. And you have to go out and check the formwork. You have to go out and check all those things. So how? I have to climb. I climb. Yeah. But I realize one thing. The phobia or that fear come from what? Come from what? Just now she mentioned Sankara movement. Understand? It's your conditioning. Understand? You are conditioned to fear high. Understand? That phobia has been implanted into your memory. That's why you immediately, when they say climb, the fear arises. Came from where? Respond from memory. Conditioning. You see? Then you ask yourself, how come thought has such power over me? And in fact, when she mentioned the word wobbling, means intense fear. Otherwise, how can be the leg wobbling? Sau chan kyok chan means what? Intense fear. And that is the time to cultivate, meditate, silent. But I can tell you, in that state, she cannot even be mindful how to silence. Because that fear, that thought, is actually haunting her, Anasana. That's why it developed until so intense. Until when she was at the top, even Achan also can see your face looks so pale. Understand? That's how it happened. But if you have reflected, inquired, and when you do it with awareness, nothing is going to happen. As I climb, I just mindfully climb. I hold on to something that is stable. That's it. But to me, that is most important, isn't it? If you are not holding on to something that is stable, accident might happen. Understand? That's why as engineer, we are trained to check scaffolding. We are trained to check the temporary structure, whether it's suitable for us to go up or not. That's why you must have that observation, the observant, the understanding to evaluate all those things. And these are all part of meditation, part of understanding. That's why when you understand, you know what to do, and you will just do. You will move. You will act with understanding. Then all this fear, worry, anxiety, they have no power over you. It's the thought telling you, A, you are not careful, you will fall. Then you remember last time, you got phobia for height. So all this, through memory, it conditions you and haunts you, and you project your thought, the fear starts to arise. When you are aware, be with it, what happens? The fear will subside. Your fear is dependent, originating, condition arising. It was not with you, not intrinsic. Before you were told that you had to climb, there was no fear. But the moment that thought comes, it conditions intense fear, phobia. Why? Inquire, find out. Then when it arises, stay with it. Like the Buddha said, the third way. Find out what happened. Then if it ceases, you straight away from that moment onward, no more fear. But you know, these are condition arising sankhara mental states, not intrinsic. Fear was never you. You never have fear. Then your mind becomes different. You transform, you understand. That's why with understanding, no need to learn how to let go of fear. Who let go of fear? When you are intensely having fear, do you think you can let go of fear? That is your knowledge. Nothing works. Like a lot of people told me, say, Brother Teo, when I was confronted with the first noble truth reality, say, all my Dhamma fly out of the window. Cannot think, the panic, fear, especially disease, biosis result before it come out. That's what human being who are heedless without wisdom will do. But tell yourself, no amount of fear, worry, and anxiety can help you solve your problem. Then why do you fear? How come thought has such power? Reflect on it, contemplate, find out, silence your mind, be with it. Then realize the Dhamma, the profound Dhamma, and you will awaken. Okay? So this is the part I want to share, so that next time when you all go through all this, you will have the understanding. Everything is for you to learn, for you to develop understanding. That's why I said life itself is the meditation. When you understand meditation, you understand life itself is the meditation. Where every moment, every instant, if you are aware, mindful, you learn things, you understand things. But if you already have the understanding of who you are, what you are, then very easy. Your job becomes very easy. And all this so-called fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lament has got no place within your mundane mind, because that wisdom allows you to have that understanding. And they cannot come in. If they cannot come in, how can they haunt you? How can they give problem to you? Do you understand? Yeah? So this is what Dhamma is all about. Understanding free you. Otherwise, you only using your knowledge, your thought. You try to do this, try to do that. All those are the thought telling you, suggesting to you. I must not have fear. I must have faith. I must chant Buddha or whatever. I mean, sometimes it works for certain people. I don't know. For me, this is temporary, not a permanent fix. Because when you are in such fear, how can you chant? Understand? Unless you have trained. You have trained, yes, you can. It's just like when you see the lion or the tiger, you say metta. If you have not trained, there is no metta in you. How to say metta? Understand? That's why all these are Dhamma knowledge. In our Hokkien one or Cantonese version is the bad lolly kong. Understand? Talk only, understand? It doesn't work, understand? When you understand this, then you make sure you develop the understanding so that you apply something that works. So if you have stabilized your wisdom, yoniso manasikara, It will just come out straight away and you understand. And you know how to act. Finish. No need to learn how to let go, chant this, chant that, do this, do that. Like they say in Mandarin, what? Bao Fo Jiao. What Bao Fo Jiao? Ling Si Bao Fo Jiao. What is the meaning? I know, last minute. Bao Fo Jiao is what? Hold the Buddha's leg. Why you hold the Buddha's leg? To get fit. Oh, 菩萨保佑啊。Oh, Buddha, Popi. Wow, God. They say, one, two, cup ready, only go and build the toilet. I got time to build the toilet. You must make sure you know where the toilet is. Otherwise, plan your journey. Understand? All this is part and parcel of Dhamma understanding. Then you can apply. Then it becomes beautiful. Okay, Joyce, return to you now. Sorry for the interruption.
Quite late already. Anyway, okay.
You can wrap it up, yeah.
Kind of wrap it up, yeah. Wrapping up something like this is actually quite intense. So I would just say that whatever I've learned over the years, it has helped me in my development and transformed me to a certain degree. And I hope that my Dharma work can also help me in seeing, what I see in others, sometimes you see in yourself. And what you see, the goodness in others, you see in yourself. What you see in the unwholesomeness in others, you also see it in yourself. And I think when you can understand that, it is much easier to practice with more mindfulness. And I think Dharma is a long-term thing. So I think if you keep practicing with a lot of faith and have the right Buddhist friends and people around you, I think it's very helpful. So associate with the wise and leave the foolish behind.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you. Very good. Sadhu. So let's end. Share merit. Transfer merit. Then we can end our informal sharing today. Akka sata cha bumata devanaka mahindika punyantang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana itta wata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Deo asatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha. Vito bhavatu loko cha, raja bhavatu dhammiko, imina punyang kamena, mame bala samagamo, sattang samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu.
Okay. They respect mindfully to the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you.
What is it? Oh!
According to Paramahansa, one more. Offer a bouquet of flower to the bodega. Yeah.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening. Shall I call upon Mr. Steele to receive a bouquet from Sian? Can you represent us? Actually, I got another small bouquet actually yesterday. I really feel like buy one more small bouquet for our small girl who is celebrating her birthday today, and also for those who December birthday, so represented by Christy.
All come, the December one all come. Author. Come. Ah, Tom. Ah, Tammy. Right. So nobody take video, ah?
Recording.
Oh, recording. Ah, come over here. Come. The camera, there. Ah, Tom. Ah, Tom. Ah, my phone. Tom.
I brought you over. Okay, before we end, shall we say sadhu three times to show our respect and gratitude to Brother Teo for come all the way to share this profound Dharma with us today by saying sadhu three times? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And sadhu for all of us to be here tonight to share this happy occasion with Mr. Steele and all those who bathe all the December babies. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And sadhu to everyone who has contributed the food tonight. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And don't forget, help me to tap out whatever it is left over. Yeah, don't forget we have one cake for Mrs. Steele and one for all the December babies. We have two cakes and we have Angku made since yesterday. Starting yesterday by Brother Jayanta. And some more Tong Sui by Brother Ananda. Second round. Thank you.
Okay.